Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Is the United States in Bible prophecy? That's the headline, and it is also the most asked question in any Bible prophecy question and answer time. Paul Blair will come to this broadcast table to explain the true foundation for the United States of America.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In Plymouth, Massachusetts, I do believe, and many historians have said, this is the location for the creation of the United States of America. Let me ask you, why is that the case?
Well, the unique form of government that was established here is why this place was truly the birthplace of constitutional government that we have adhered to here in the United States. You know, the Pilgrims left England late because of some travel difficulties. They had to go back to Plymouth, England, and start over again. They wound up sailing across the North Atlantic at a very dangerous time during the winter months, and they were blown off course. They were aiming for the Hudson River, and they wound up landing up here at Cape Cod. And one of the issues that presented was that their charter was not in effect. So they were basically in a form of anarchy. There was no governing authority over them. They were families free to do what they wanted to do. And of course, they recognized that their only chance of survival was if they stuck together here in the New World. And for the first time in history, now there had been covenants drawn before between kings and subjects, but there had never before been a document where a body of equal men, recognizing that none of them had the right to rule over another, came together and constituted a governing authority, delegated few powers to that governing authority which they created, and then pledged to be governed by that rule of law. So the very first constitution for civil government was created on November the 11th on the deck of the Mayflower, and it was called the Mayflower Compact.
And that Mayflower Compact actually set the stage for these people, the Pilgrims, to arrive here in Plymouth and move forward with their experiment in a way the Lord had set in place of biblical government. And our production, this documentary, is the United States in Bible prophecy. One of the questions, or will God use the United States to set the stage for his prophetic plan to unfold? That's our project. We had to have that biblical basis to understand America's part in Bible prophecy. You're an expert on it. Thank you for coming out to be with us on the project.
Jimmy, it's been my honor and pleasure to work with you.
Paul Blair, an expert on the Plymouth Plantation, located in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and how the Pilgrims in 1620, led by William Bradford, arrived in America at Plymouth and planted the foundation for the United States of America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. With the fact that the United States was founded on God's plan for human government, and then America was set in place on this biblical foundation, we could see how God could indeed use the United States to set Bible prophecy in place. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...